independent voice for Houston sports. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
It did kind of sound like Dana was on a space shuttle with that phone thing he had going on, but I don't think he should be on a space shuttle. He should be coaching the team this week instead of that.
Yeah, it's better than space shuttles.
Yeah, I mean,
is he excited about his team?
He is excited about his team. He really is.
He needs a year. He needs a year here.
Yeah, no, he's there. I think they're going to be a good team.
Needs a big win somewhere.
They don't have Cincinnati. They don't have Central Florida.
Boy, Luke Fickell's done over there has been impressive.
It really has. Now you face them in the championship game, but that's fine.
You've had UCF come up like that. Iowa State is coming up like that with Matt Campbell over there, Luke Fickell head coach. It's Cincinnati is coming up. You remember Ohio State beat the brakes off of Cincinnati last year, if I remember correctly. Or was it the year before? Might have been the year before, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But Cincinnati has really done a nice job of building. You know, there's always those teams that get built up from outside the Power Five and, you know, from the Group of Five that comes up and you say, whoa. This looks like a sustainable thing, and that's what Cincinnati looks like. But then you always wonder if it can sustain past one coach. Like, can Cincinnati still be that beyond Luke Fickell? You know, we forget Houston. It's been down here a little bit over the last few years, but Houston had a pretty long run with some really good quarterbacks. I mean, really good head coaches, or winning head coaches. And that included Tom Herman. That included Kevin Sumlin. That included Art Briles. Like, they had a run where they were winning a lot of games. Houston won a lot of football games. So you just want to see if Houston can get back to that. So let me get to the Astros first. The Astros yesterday scored no runs again. Now, you may remember from the night before, they scored no runs, and who beat the Astros the night before? No runs, and who hits the grand slam?
Abraham Toro.
Well, yesterday, and it's actually the game went a lot differently yesterday. Yesterday, it was no runs, and they were beaten by Abraham Toro again.
Yeah, that's kind of similar.
Okay, so yeah. Actually, it's
about this
much more similar.
Yeah.
Abraham Toro continues to hold a grudge. It was a trade, Abraham. No one said they didn't love you or didn't even like you. Get over it. Stop being such a baby about this and trying your hardest every time you play the Astros. Just be a regular baseball player. Stop trying to be a superhero.
Be yourself. Just be yourself.
Tony says this. He goes, I'm sorry. Is this the same Abraham Toro that was hitting .88? 088 at one point early in the year? Yeah. He said, can we send him some mirrors so he can
remember?
Maybe he can look in the mirror and say, oh, that's right. I'm Abraham Toro.
That's me.
I hit in the hundreds. I'm not supposed to be hitting like this. So he ruined the Astros yesterday. 19 straight innings with no runs, John. Yesterday, you had Carlos Correa left four on base. You had plenty of guys with opportunities to drive runs in at different times. They did not come through for the second night in a row. You got 19 straight innings. You haven't given up a run. You haven't scored a run. I think that, you know, you're in a funk right now. I know you're not playing terrible baseball, but you're not playing good baseball.
But the pitching has been really good. Graveman gave up one inning, and they got a sacrifice fly. I mean, the pitching has really stepped up.
The
bats have been disappointing.
Well, they've scrapped. Like, Lance McCullers was scrapping it out. He wasn't at his best, but he was scrappy. Didn't give up runs. Jake Odorizzi had a very good start yesterday. He had a fine start yesterday.
I think we tend to forget there's still 23 games over .500. They're still in the driver's seat. Well, you know, in the division.
Are you forgetting that? What I'm looking at is, this isn't the Rockets or Texans. What I'm looking at is, are they good enough? Where are they in terms of championship caliber?
They're
23 over, but I take all that for granted now. They're a really good team. Or they're a good team right now. I want to see them play like a really good team.
Yeah.
I want to see them be on the Dodgers, Giants, Yankees. I say Yankees, they've got, you know,
they're still above the Yankees.
They're still a little bit above the Yankees, but at the same time, right now, I'm curious if the odds makers would have the Astros or the Yankees as, you know, who's the top team to win? You think it's right now? It's got to be the Rays, right?
The top team in the American League is the Rays.
Well, in terms of Vegas, the pennant.
To win the pennant?
See, I think
betting goes, the Yankees are probably there.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. The Yankees are probably the top bet. Well, you can take a look at that. Because of the public, because of the Yankees' name in the public. I mean,
here's the pennant odds, right?
People still don't. I don't know how you, even though the Rays were in the World Series last year, people still don't believe in them.
Here's what it looks like.
Huh?
You're going to be surprised, at least on this one site. Astros plus 225.
Okay.
White Sox plus 350. Yankees plus 375. Rays plus 350. The Astros the favorite.
Wow.
And this is a place you can actually bet.
Wow.
What did you have, Aaron?
That's crazy.
You said yours? You had something.
So our friends at MyBookie have it. Rays plus 200. White Sox plus 270. Astros plus 300. Yeah. Yankees 450.
So the Yankees are a dog in both spots.
Well, they're not going to have home field advantage.
Right.
They've got Cole and, you know, everybody else. The lineup is spectacular. But they're still, you know, they still are the Astros. I mean, they're still not great.
I think this number is is fudged with because it's going to get a lot of people from Houston playing it. Because this is a local site, kind of.
As far as to win the World Series, the Dodgers are the favorites. The Astros, the Rays are second at plus 450. The Dodgers are plus 300, which means you get 3-1 odds right now. The Astros are plus 500, 5-1 odds on the Astros winning the World Series. So, and then the next best favorite is Milwaukee, actually, at plus 550. So the Astros are the second favorite and just behind Tampa to win the World Series on my bookie.
So I'm going to look at.
Aaron, you have some questions for us about future. We've been talking about whether or not to pay Carlos Correa. That's been something that has been talked about here quite a bit, whether or not you give him that big money deal.
Yeah.
What about young guys not going through arbitration with them and giving them a big contract?
Well, yeah, because Lance, you brought it up. Yordan is somebody, if you can try to lock him up next year before he hits his arbitration years, you can get him in and hopefully a lower price like you did with Altuve.
And I don't think he's a risky, like, I think you know who Yordan is.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what you did with Bregman. You gave him $100 million. You appeased him after his second year so that he could feel good about you. You feel good about him being a long-term Astro. You gave him more than probably he would have made, but he gave you years, too.
As it sits right now, if nothing changes at all, he officially becomes a free agent 2026. So I started looking at who else becomes a free agent that year. So who do you try to lock up now young for a price versus letting them wait through arbitration and let them prove that they need to be paid and need to be part of this long-term roster? Number one, Fromber.
I do give Fromber a deal. I don't want to go through arbitration with him. No. I want to keep him. I want to keep him happy.
You may have a little more leverage with him right now, too.
Yeah.
Based on his year, I mean, granted, he's last three starts look like old Fromber, but do we just forget June and July, or do you use that against Fromber?
Keep in mind, he'll be 32 in 2026. So if you sign him earlier and you get him
How many years of club control do you still have on Fromber?
All the way until 2026.
26.
These are all these guys right become now? Free agents at the exact same time.
I'm still rolling with club control on Fromber. That's too long.
Kyle Tucker.
I don't
going to go through all those arbitration years with him?
Yeah, I would.
It could cost you in the long run.
It could, but with Fromber, I can't forget about the 2 months where he couldn't throw a strike relative to what he did, obviously, but the walk numbers, you know, his whip number is still in the 1.2s because 1.2s because he just had so many walks.
Mm-hmm.
He had so many walks.
Who else?
Kyle Tucker.
That's a tough one.
He's 26?
He'll be 29.
26?
He'll be 29. Yeah, in 2026, he'll be 29 years old.
That's still a lot of years of club control.
You've got him team control next year and then 3 years of arbitration, and he's in after the 25 season.
Listen,
he's
arbitration doesn't kill you. Ask Carlos Correa. Arbitration numbers are not going to kill you. They're actually lower than you think they're going to be. Sometimes you want to avoid it with really good
Carlos
players.
Carlos is only an 11-7 guy right now.
Yeah. Sometimes you want to avoid
and
those
arbitration. And he's going to be a $300 million
Yeah. The arbitration numbers are not these monstrous numbers typically.
No,
you
some guys
be a
get
really,
monstrous.
Really,
guys,
really
yeah.
good player.
Right.
I'd be willing to just keep paying Fromber based on his performance. Arbitration is going to be based on performance. I'd rather let him stay. The only guy that I'm paying early probably is going to be Jordan.
I might do Fromber.
If you feel like you can get a really good deal from Fromber, if his agent would do that, I would consider it.
Then
how many extra years are you getting with Fromber, John? Because how old is Fromber? 32?
He will be 32 when he's 26.
Yeah.
Well, then if you have club control all the way up to then, what extra, like what are you getting for giving him money early? What benefit do you get?
Well, first of all, guys don't like going through arbitration, first of all. I mean, and they hold it because the club has to, their case in arbitration. Now, you can always come to terms with a guy as opposed to going to arbitration with him.
Yeah.
You can always come to terms with a guy. And that happens quite a bit.
But Fromber's agent is not going to want, if arbitration would pay more than what the Astros are offering, he'd probably rather go to arbitration.
They've got 4 years of arbitration starting this offseason with him. 4 years of arbitration.
I think I might have to play it out because he's not young enough.
I don't know if I would. I wouldn't. He's 27. I wouldn't mind doing a 6-year deal with him and then avoid all the arbitration and put 2 extra years on his free agents before he becomes a free agent.
But you got club control into his 30s.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of rare for a really plus pitcher.
Let's fast forward. Say this is right now 2022. We're almost at the end of the season. He's doing almost exactly what he did this year. You have the option of locking him up, like John said, 6 years at 28 years old. You have him until he's 34 then. By then, he comes off the books at 34 because then you can go, well, maybe it's time to punt on him.
But why not do that after the 2024 season or 2023 season? I'm just saying, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but I don't want to add, we still have so long to go with Fromber, who is going to be into his 30s, And we're coming off of 2 months that were really bad. I mean, he's got 3 really good starts, not against great lineups.
Well, that's
Seattle,
these last 2 years. He's your ace right now.
He is your ace, but you don't have to pay him.
You know what he's making this year?
Yeah, it's going to be cheap. He's still
$637 million.
Yeah, that's great. That's what you get club control. It's just and then you pay outrageous amounts of guaranteed money after that. It's a give and take. I don't do Fromber early. He's not a young guy that I'm worried. Like, I don't want to overpay Fromber when I don't have to. It's no different than when we talk about, let me put it this way. It's no different than when we talk about running backs. Why give a running back a second contract or even a quarterback? Why not franchise them? Use everything that you have in your power if you're not sure about them. Why would you not do that with Fromber? I look at him the same way where like, yeah, I like him, but it's kind of like a Dak Prescott thing. I didn't know that I was all in on giving Dak $40 million a year. That seems a little high, and you could have franchised, just extended a little bit. It's like a longer shopping process for you where you are not quite sure.
Yeah.
Are y'all sure on Fromber?
I am sure.
I'm the biggest Fromber fan in the world. Are you sure on Fromber that you want to tag on 2 extra years already when you have club control for 4 years?
Yeah. I am sure about Fromber, and I would like to lock him up for an extra couple of years, maybe pay him a little more. But let's not forget, the top pitchers on your team are going to, and hopefully he won't be the top pitcher. The Astros go after somebody else and get a big name, big ace to lead this rotation. But right now, that's your guy, and you are going to have to pay him in arbitration. Arbitration comes up this year, and you got 4 years of it. So you're going to have to pay him in arbitration. I'd love to get that extra couple of years. 9-16.
And that gives you 2 years to get somebody who you find your young new ace that's going to take over in 2028 when he becomes a free agent. Goes, well, somebody's going to pay me a lot of money. You go, okay, cool. Yeah. I got a new Fromber. I got new Fromber right here, ready, right
well,
behind you.
Hopefully that comes up through your system. Right now, though, we got to talk about MyBookie. I was just on MyBookie telling you the odds of the Astros. It's easy. Go find it right now. Easy done. If you're looking for the best way to bet, win, get paid, MyBookie. Right now, you can bet on golf is going on, soccer is going on, baseball is going on, all of these things are going on, boxing, because they've got a casino, they got horse racing betting. What you're looking at is football. You love football. You want to bet on your college team. You want to bet on your pro team. Not probably you don't want to bet on your pro team, but you don't want to bet on a pro team. What you want to bet, what you want to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code bet975, and start playing. Get them to match your initial deposit. You put in bet975 as your promo code, and they will match your initial deposit dollar for dollar. That's how good it is. It's unbelievable the value that is. You're not getting that with your local bookie. You're getting that at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, just finishing up a little tweet here. Now, the Carlos Correa conversation is interesting. It really does generate a lot of interesting discussion because you fall on one of two sides. You either fall on the side of, is he worth that amount of money? Or you fall on the side of, is it worth not having Carlos Correa on your roster? And Tony makes this point. Correa is more than simple production metrics. He's leadership and chemistry. His defense is ridiculous. And generally speaking, he produces in October. And those are all things that I think are extremely important. He's an October player. He is a leader. And he's great defensively. Now, is he worth $30 million? Well, when you match up his production versus other players with that amount of money, I mean, $30 million a year, $300 million total contract. You say $300 million total contract. Well, he's not Tatis as a hitter. He's not going to be Mike Trout as a hitter. He's not going to be what most of the guys who are going to be top dollar value guys, what they are going to be. But here's the flip side of that. Can you afford not to have Carlos Correa?
Yes.
I mean, that's the question. And it's easy to say yes now. But I don't know that we know the answer to that. What is that going to mean to leadership in the locker room? What is that going to mean? Now, if you're just playing a video game, yeah, you can afford to lose anybody. Look at the lineup. But what does the loss of Carlos Correa mean in terms of runs saved defensively? What does it mean in terms of potential lack of clutch production in the postseason from that position? What does it mean in terms of his ability to calm pitchers and calm the infield and be a leader when they all gather at the mound? I mean, is there a value in that? I do think there's a potential value in that. So at $30 million, no, I don't. I think most hitters are not going to be worth $30 million a year guaranteed over a high number of years. Most hitters are going to struggle to hit that mark. Historically, we've already seen long-term contracts historically don't work great in a comparison to production metrics. However, do you also, if the number's the number, and you already know the number's just a threshold, is Carlos Correa the type of player who hits the threshold of star player? Let's just call him star player. Star player equals, well, in some cases, equals leadership, equals chemistry, equals production in the postseason. I would much rather have a guy, I don't know if this is true, but would you rather have the guy that is clutch in the postseason, that is solid in the regular season and clutch in a postseason, or great in the regular season and below average in a postseason?
Not for top dollar. Again, you can't take that out of the equation. And you know what? Other positions will suffer at that expense.
Is Carlos' health this year really helping his cause? I would say so.
I would say so, but you know what? It's a contract year. Oh, Carlos has been able to stay healthy through a contract year. That's awesome. And maybe all of his injuries are behind him, but the book says Carlos Correa is injury prone. And it's got to be in the equation as well. It's got to be in the equation. Somebody said because of his injuries, you know, does that mean 7 years, 210?
No.
You're not going to convince me that Lindor or Carlos Correa, with what they bring to the table, are $30 million players. You know what? I asked Jackie, we were tweeting back and forth, and I said, okay, name all those big those extravagant 10-year contracts that have worked out in Major League Baseball. Ready? Go. Mookie Betts is probably, and it's still early in that one. Still very early in that
very
one.
Very early.
Yeah, very early in that one. But all of those long-term deals just don't work out. Those long-term big-money deals just don't work out. And I don't know that, and maybe that'll be a philosophy of the Astros. Hey, we don't want to pay George Springer $25 million a year.
Double digit contracts. Tell me what you think. This is 10 years or more. Are you ready? This has the Rangers A-Rod and A-Rod, the Yankees yeah. and yeah. the Yankees A-Rod.
Yeah,
he didn't sign 20 years worth of contracts, did he?
No. The Yankees extended him, though, I believe.
That must be what it is, yeah. Okay, so Mike Trout, 12 years. I mean, honestly, he's a great player. Any impact on winning at all?
He's played in three postseason games, and he's another guy that's injury-prone.
Yeah, he is. $430 million. Mookie Betts, you mentioned. Francisco Lindor, we'll find out. That's a 10-year deal.
Right now, they regret it.
Oh, 100% they regret it. 100%. That's a mess. We haven't even talked about their GM that was asleep at the wheel, DUI at 4 a.m. We'll get to that story. Fernando Tatis, he's got 14 years. He's got to stay healthy for, I would say, a minimum of 10 years for that one to make sense. Bryce Harper, 13 years with Philadelphia Phillies. It was a $330 million deal, $25.3 million. What do you think about that?
At 25.3, you know, I think, well, but again, what's he doing? How's it working out? A 13-year commitment.
We're 3 years in. This year he's got over 1,000 OPS. I mean, look, he had 13 homers in only 58 games last year. This year he's got 26 and 63. I mean, he's on a team right now that is, you know, okay. They're okay.
26 and 63 RBIs?
Yeah.
He's got 63 RBIs?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't a 30.
That's not great.
That's not a $25 million dollar player.
Yeah, no, that's the problem is who's on base in front of him. You know, that might be beyond his. He's got 100 RBIs in two of his career. 2 years. The guy's 28 years old now. He's been in the league since he was 19. He's got 100 RBIs in two of his seasons in his entire career.
For $25 million a year.
Yeah, and 1 year was the first year he was with Philadelphia. He's not going to get to 100 RBIs this year. He will get to 30 home runs. I mean, once again, is that once you're done with it, okay, production metrics. Now what does it mean? It's not really meaning a whole lot.
No.
Really, in the grand scheme of things, one guy can't fix everything. Giancarlo Stanton was a 13-year deal the Marlins had, and of course they moved him over to the Yankees. $25 million a year. Does Giancarlo Stanton at 13 years think the Yankees love that?
Hell no. Not at how much he's on this.
He was a disaster 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's better now. Well, but
yeah, and he's always injured.
Manny Machado.
Terrible.
Padres, 10 years. A-Rod, we've mentioned, and those are the double-digit contracts. I mean, it's hard to find. It's hard to find contracts.
Any value. The one that's got a chance to work out is Mookie Betts.
Here's the highest paid players in Major League Baseball. Garrett Cole. Tell me which one of these. Just do thumbs up. Just say yes or no. Garrett Cole.
Yes.
Mike Trout.
Yeah. Yes.
For this year?
Yeah. No. I mean, he's injured. Yeah. No. For this year, no.
Okay. Strasburg.
No.
No. Anthony Rendon. $35 million. No. Francisco Lindor.
No.
Trevor Bauer.
No.
Verlander.
No.
Greinke. Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, they love Arenado.
David Price.
No.
Clayton Kershaw.
No.
Miguel Cabrera.
You're paying him for what he's done.
He got to 500 home runs. Great. Those are your top 12 salaries this year.
No.
It's a small percentage of guys that you feel like are working out right now.
It's a disaster.
At least for this year.
928, Stevie D and Eric Sander telling us what's going on in the city of Houston next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, I'm telling you what's going on at McGrath Pest Control. What they're doing is killing bugs. You know, Scott McGrath is like a serial bug killer. That's what he does. He just kills all these bugs. He can't feel good about himself knowing how many bugs he's killed in his life, but that's what he does. He just kills bugs. And you know what? Hawaii was at my house a couple of weeks ago, and we don't ever see any bugs in our house because we got Hawaii. We got Hawaii's the guy who comes and does it. We got the mosquito murdering system, which is awesome. We've got no termites. We've got no ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. You're gross if you have bed bugs. You're just gross. So if you got bed bugs, call McGrath Pest Control. If you've got any bugs whatsoever, well, I don't have any bugs. You know why I don't have any bugs? Because I got Scott McGrath and I got McGrath Pest Control. McGrathPestControl.com, McGrathPestControl.com, 281-469-8240, McGrathPestControl.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 9:33. Eric Sandler and Stevie D from Culture Map talking food and entertainment here in the city of Houston on Thursdays. What's up, guys?
How are you?
Good, man. I went to Cultivari this week.
Wonderful restaurant.
It is. It's a great atmosphere. It's a little loud because of the, I think the way that the ceiling and everything else, the way that it is.
Everything's wood and flat surfaces, so the sound just pings off.
Yes, yeah, but the food was great.
Did you get the black pepper spaghetti?
I did not.
Okay, you got to go back. That's like one of those dishes, black pepper spaghetti at Cultivari.
Yeah, it was excellent. We loved it. I got the pizza. My wife got the fish. She loved it. It was great.
As my wife so John said, where should we go? Give him a restaurant. And I was talking to my wife. She goes, tell them to go to Cultivari. I hadn't even thought about that. The Cultivari's been around for a long time.
2013, 2014, yeah.
Excellent food the entire time. Like everything about Cultivari. I don't hear it's been, and now they do reservations, which is nicer.
Not for parties of two.
Oh.
Yeah.
For parties of two. No, did you have any problem getting in?
No, we didn't have a problem. We sat right where by the kitchen, where the counter at the kitchen.
But it's a good.
It was neat.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's a good spot. It's been really consistent.
Very
for me
affordable over the years. And the food was great.
Well, did you order the Houston Restaurant Weeks menu?
I did not.
Okay, because this is the last weekend of Houston Restaurant Weeks, and restaurants all over the city are doing these set menus, $35 or $49 for dinner, and then they make a donation to the Houston Food Bank, and so this is a very popular event. It's happening at restaurants all over the city, and so I just thought, this is a good reminder if you haven't been dining for HRW yet, or if you've had a couple of meals and it's Labor Day weekend, like now's your chance. Couple of quick picks for you guys. Xin Chow. This is Christine Ha of MasterChef fame. This is her Vietnamese restaurant right off of Washington Avenue.
People love this spot. That spot. They talk a lot about
it. Super creative Vietnamese food, and it's only $35, so you get a nice sampling. You can get her egg rolls. She does a really nice shaking beef there, and the rubbish apple pie that she served to Gordon Ramsay on MasterChef, that's on the menu there.
Rubbish apple pie, I want that.
Yeah, no, you need that. And then King Ranch Texas Kitchen, I describe it as kind of a fancy saltgrass. This is the new concept from Landry's. They partnered with the King Ranch, so it's like really plush, really kind of Texas vibe. Steak, seafood, the whole thing. It's right down the street from here on Post Oak. It's another one of the $35 menus. And then looking for something a little fancier, how about Patente, the Italian restaurant downtown right next to Minute Maid.
That's Jim Crane's.
Yeah, it's Jim Crane. And it's Danny Trace, who was at Brennan's for a long time, a really talented chef.
Oh, Danny's still there?
Yeah, Danny's still there. Okay. Oh, no, Danny's killing it over there.
We love Danny Trace, New Orleans boy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's originally New Orleans, but he's got that New Orleans.
He's a Florida boy.
Is he?
Who became a New Orleans boy.
Oh.
Really?
We like to go and sit in the bar and eat in there.
Yeah, it's a really, really nice atmosphere.
Yeah, it is.
You like to go sit in a bar?
That happened once.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Near downtown where the Astros play? You like to be in a bar around where the Astros play?
Again, I think I've done that. I think that's something that I enjoy.
You dabble.
No, actually,
You dabble?
We go to even, nicer restaurants, whatever. Can we sit at the bar? And there's, a TV. No, LeShane won't do that because he's stupid. But
LeShane has Booze Camp coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
First weekend of every.
Have you guys
first
seen
Sunday
Booze
of
Camp?
Every weekend.
I've been to Booze Camp. Booze Camp's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good time. It's invite to anybody and everybody. You just show up and
That's lots a Riel, by the way. R-I-E-L.
R-I-E-L.
And lots guest chefs, Ross Coleman and James Haywood. They had Kitchen 713. They got a little James Beard buzz for that. Now they've got Lit Chicken in Finn Hall downtown. Two of the most creative and talented black chefs in the city.
Yeah, for sure. And one of them, if things go a little sideways, he'll challenge you to a race. Ross has been known to challenge people to foot races before.
Ross is a big dude. Well. I like Ross's odds
Ross
in a race.
Ross is awesome. Ross is awesome. Apparently, he lost in this foot race story that I heard, but some beer had been involved and shots. And
what's his 40 time?
Apparently, he wasn't good enough from what I heard. But Ross even told LeShane. The two of them have a standing. Like, Ross is like, I will crush your ass in a 40. No.
Nope.
No, you wouldn't. You have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, I can still run. Oh, I can still run. So there's a chance that everyone's going to get liquored up.
All he did was skate. He could never ran in his life.
My money's probably on Ross, too. But I'm just saying, Riel's, the Booze Can Sundays, where they'll have Lit Chicken out there. They'll have a DJ from Blood Brothers, Robbie Wong, will be out there. Yep. And you'll see lots of street artists. It is a fun time. Potente, So that's still going strong there in the – what's the downtown food scene? Like, how vibrant is it right now post-COVID?
Well, I mean, it obviously – no neighborhood was more negatively affected. No offices, no sporting events, no juries, exactly. None of that. So downtown took a real hit. It is definitely coming back. You know, Georgia James Tavern, Chris Shepherd's new place just opened down there. I've been to Bravery Chef Hall a few times. There's two new restaurants in there. One is like a Mexican concept called Ishim. The other one is Margot's Oyster Bar. That joins the sushi restaurant, the Vietnamese restaurant, and the pizza place that have always been good. The bars have reopened downtown. So on Main Street, you know, Pastry War is back. Captain Fox Arts is back. So, yeah, I mean, it's coming back, and there's more to come. I mean, Tillman's going to move the Palm from here on Westheimer to downtown later this year, and there's some other – there's a new restaurant coming to the Four Seasons Hotel, a Latin steakhouse. So there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. You just told us there's some breaking news about Justin Reed. What's he doing? What's he got going on?
Yeah, good morning, guys. So Justin's people just sent this to us. He is not many people know this. He's a Louisiana native. So he, tomorrow morning from 9.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's because his brother went to LSU.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he, tomorrow morning from 9 to 5:30 over at NRG, he's hosting a drive for IDA victims. Now, they're looking for non-perishable food, all the stuff that you'd expect that people would need, toothbrushes, diapers, baby wipes, pet food, shampoo, conditioners, Lysol wipes, Clorox, everything that those poor folks need. And here's what he's doing. He wants to make it worth your while. They're actually giving a voucher for two tickets to next week's kickoff against Jacksonville. So they understand that,
Stop, John. Stop.
John.
They're trying to do something nice.
John.
You need to stop.
John.
You need to stop. You're not even...
Come on.
You're not even hiding it.
You have to give away the
You're not even hiding it. No,
okay,
you don't have to.
I bring
to.
Some baby wipes. I get two tickets to a Texans game.
That's not what it is.
Okay.
If you're helping people.
Oh.
If you're... you're looking at it as a direct cause and effect. That's not what this is.
You know, he's not going to get the call from the publicist.
He's not. Right? That's not. Well, forget
no,
the pizza.
That's just
forget
funny.
The pizza.
It's the only way.
Justin Reed's doing something nice, and here you are. With
okay.
Two-
Do I have to take the tickets? That's a question.
No, you can donate them further.
Or you could...
who?
You can also donate those.
What?
No. Just stop.
How about I just bring this stuff and you don't...
Steven, you've been in sports.
You know?
Yes.
You're a sports guy. You
yes.
knew what this was potentially going to
yeah,
do.
No. Yeah. This is...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he had to
now
read
you're
it.
Telling... Now people... Never, oh, God. I got to go to the Texans
no,
if I give something.
No, just
nobody's
do something
gonna show
nice.
Up now. Congratulations.
This was a 15-yard out route that turned into a pick six. For me. A little NFL talk here.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
What else? What about entertainment-wise?
Tamara Boone, I'll give you my cell after this. She's going to call you. Uh-huh. Thanks so much for that. hey, do you guys remember the word of the year last year that we talked last week that we talked about? What was the word of the year?
The word of the year was opt-out. What was it?
Aqua Cabana.
What was
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Aqua Cabana.
Aqua Cabana, that's
so
right.
I can take
Aqua Cabana, right?
Aqua Cabana.
Yeah.
Aqua Cabana. Aqua Cabana. Wait.
It's Aqua Cabana is what you said.
So
yeah.
If I could take a second and brag about the show. I'm not saying we crashed their site,
uh-huh.
but listeners really flooded.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll show myself out. But so that's going on this weekend. Labor Day weekend, lots happening. We'll get to Labor Day weekend in a second. But this weekend, today actually, cool little block party going on. It's called Mid-Main. It's downtown. Vendors, arts, and there's a very cool artist who contributes to Culture Map quite a bit. She did a really cool photo essay on Art Car weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Art Car like you've never seen it. So if you went just for that, it'd be worth it. But there's lots of cool stuff happening there. Friday, tomorrow, Magic, Music, and Mayhem. That's not John Granato's evening. That's actually a thing happening at Four Seasons Hotel.
What is it?
Yeah, it's a native Houstonian, Ben Jackson. He's a winner of the World Magic Seminar. I bet you didn't know that there was a magic seminar in Las Vegas, but there is. He's doing his sleight of hand stuff, feats of the mind, dazzling piano playing. Seats are limited, but that's going to be fun.
Ben Jackson, LLC, More Than Magic, 5.0 in Google reviews. He's got a perfect 5, 54 ratings.
We'll see.
You see?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ben Jackson.
Can kids go? I've got kids who love magic.
Now, did he do some trickery for that Google review?
I think I've seen him.
No, I mean, I think it's legit. You think you've seen him?
I think I've seen Ben Jackson. He's awesome.
Yeah. No, he's the real deal. It was a big get for them. So they wanted that for Labor Day weekend. Okay. Henkeen Pillot. Is it Pillot, Eric? I always get that right. Uh-huh. Henkeen Pillot. It's an old school grocery store in Houston turned into a club.
Right.
You go to a club, the DJ starts playing stuff, you're into the song, then you hate the next one, then you're into the next song, you hate the next one. Now they're crowdsourcing, so you can actually suggest tunes for this party. And the DJ will actually listen. And you don't have to drop $50 for the DJ to do it. So that's called Mad Nice. That's happening at Henkeen Pillot. And then there's brunch behavior going on at Poor Behavior. This is the hottest brunch party in Midtown. So that should be something.
Poor Behavior is a fun place.
That's a fun place. And
great place to watch games.
And other things.
Yeah.
Now, Labor Day, a couple of exhibitions closing up. Pompeii over at the Houston Museum of Natural Science. That's a big one. That's ending. First Saturday market happening here at Historic Heights if you want to get out there and enjoy the weather. That's happening as well. Have you guys heard of this Seismic? It's over in the west side. Okay. It's great for families. Great for families. Great for dates. Okay. Completely interactive art. Super immersive. Totally perfect for your IG stories. And then Labor Day backyard barbecues and things happening for Labor Day. Check that out on culturemap.com. Also, a big party happening at Space Cowboy Pool Party at Heights Houston Hotels.
That's Culture Map. You can find it all. CultureMap.com.
On a weekly basis, make sure you check in to find out all the things that are going on.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go check out. I'm going to see if I can bring the kids to the magician.
Anyway, so we appreciate it, guys. As always, we'll talk to you again next week. Right now, though, Lance, time to talk about your patio.
Let me tell you about Texas Custom Patio. This is another guy who actually is in what a great job Stephen Shell does. He's looking into putting together a patio deal. He's already put a patio deal together for our friends over at Riel, and there's different restaurants looking at this now. For your own home, I'm telling you, whatever you have, at your home, no matter what the space is, they can find something for you. Whether it's a standalone spot that they're going to build or whether it's building it onto your pre-existing home, you can get your own kitchen going. You can get the AV department that they have out there for your television and your sound system. That's for sure something that you're going to want to have. And, of course, they will really set you up with what's the best way to set up the patio and design the patio. That's their expertise. You are going to find a space that really is a space that you can get into. And that's something that I love, being out there by myself or with the kids watching games out there. It's something you can have as well. Turn your house into a home and get that patio that you never thought that you would have at your home. And yet here you have a company in Houston that's ready to make it a reality for you. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com or go see what they did for me before and after. TCPLance.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell him again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 9:50 ESPN 97.5. Time for News of the Weird. Lance, good news. We had a shortage of ventilators, right? But that was a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
and what with COVID and everything else, we need ventilators. Well, scientists have invented a new breathing tube that goes through your butt. So,
it's a buttilator?
It helps you breathe, but you breathe through your butt. And it's a tube that goes up there. And so I kind of feel like, who thought of that? Why would you even try that?
Is this on The Onion? Where are you reading this?
No, this is real.
Is this the Babylon Bee?
This is real.
So it's a ventilator. It's a butt ventilator.
Yeah, it's a butt ventilator.
We're bringing air into that area.
Well, and I didn't know if you knew this, but this is butt month. September is butt month. Massive will be publishing articles on the evolution, science, and technology surrounding the butt.
For some people, every month is butt month.
James Harden?
Hey, guys, did y'all hear? Yeah. Butt month.
Yeah. So, a young Nazi sympathizer, he is a white supremacist. A judge has ordered him to read books and plays by Jane Austen, William Shakespeare, Thomas Hardy, and Charles Dickens. He has to read classics.
Okay.
Like Jane Eyre and stuff.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
All right.
That's his punishment.
His punishment is
to learn to be a better person, I guess.
Classic. Nine, 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 nine,
nine, nine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to say he's going to have to learn about this and he's going to have to go there. And instead it's just reading classic literature.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll teach him.
Right, right.
What was he? He was accused of doing something.
Of being a white supremacist. I don't know why. Apparently, female octopi or octopuses have been observed that, listen, I don't care what species you are. You're going to find that females like to throw stuff at men.
What's the latest?
Female octopuses observe throwing stuff at males harassing them.
So it's cross species.
Yes. I think this is probably. Oh, really? It's another female like to throw stuff at men who are bothering them?
There's a TikTok with an Asian woman who's the wife of this white guy. And he says stuff to harass her, and she kicks.
Have you seen it?
She kicks her chunk off and hits him with it.
Yeah.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes,
she's great.
I let you live today. Like, it seems real to me.
Yeah.
She says she's barely, he breathes because she lets him breathe still. That had that octopus vibe to it.
Lance, how much is your porn collection worth?
I think not much right now.
No. Judge decided that
a little better off when I was 17.
Probably. A Grand Haven couple had to pay $45,000 after disposing of their son's pornography collection.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lawsuit?
Yeah.
Read all the details of this.
Apparently he sued his parents because they threw out a trove of pornography and an array of sex toys. Worth $30,000 plus the lawyer's fees of $15,000. The kid was awarded.
Wait, the kid had $30,000 worth of pornography and sex toys?
Yeah. He's an enthusiast.
And he sued his parents.
For throwing it out.
Mom! Do you know what you threw away? The Kong?
Yeah.
You threw my Kong away!
What, son? What did we throw away?
I had a vintage Penthouse Forum that I've been keeping since... I got it from 1990, the hanky spanky version. Oh, no. Aiden, Quinn.
An unmasked Canadian man was so pissed off about Dairy Queen's face covering mandate that he just decided, I am just going to pee all over your counter.
Mm.
Do you think that's an appropriate response to the face mask mandate?
Question. Uh-huh. Is it a response? I think we have to say this. Is it an appropriate? And this is, you know how they say sometimes it's in bed. I've got to go there tomorrow in bed.
Right.
Michael Scott helped bring that to the forefront, even though it had been around. Don't you say for a Canadian at the end? Like, ask your question again. Do you think
it's appropriate to pee on the Dairy Queen counter for a Canadian?
Like, you kind of have to say that, right? Yeah. for a Canadian, do you think that's okay?
Do you think this is the appropriate response when your credit card is declined, that you go back and you light the store on fire? Well, that happened to a Virginia man.
Well, I don't think that store had anything to do with it. You might want to check on, oh my God, I can't believe I just burned that place down. I didn't even realize I had a fraud alert text from Chase. Oh. If I would just put yes and hit reply yes, it would have gone through.
Damn
oh,
it.
I wish I wouldn't have burned that place to the ground.
Damn it. All right, we're done. I'm off tomorrow.
Deshaun Watson's
no show.
Butt month, September. No, we're not doing that, Jamie.
No, it's not. Deshaun Watson month.
Deshaun.
It's not butt month. We're done. Lance will be here tomorrow. You guys will be here. I won't. I've got a wedding to go to. So y'all have a great Labor Day weekend, and I will be back talking to you on Tuesday, everybody. Never turn back
now. ESPN 97.5.